fun, you love the music, now be a part of the movement. Press Play is building a home for artists and fans just like you, and now you can help shape it. All you gotta do is go to pressplay.me and grab you some merch and wear it really loud and really proud, and of course, buy it for everybody you know. And know that you're helping musicians and music stay real, independent, and alive. And here's something really special. You can send a personal message to the artist of your choice. If we've done an interview with them, you have an opportunity to write them a note. You can write them a small message, or you can write them a whole letter, and it will go directly to them. Just click the link on any of our interviews, write from the heart, and let your voice be heard. So tune in, rock with us, and press play. Get the gear, send the love. Music lives when the fans do.
Hey everybody, welcome to Press Play Conversations. Once again, I am the Don. With me, Tina, CEO of said Press Play. And I usually have to do what she tells me to do, but she gives me freedom.
I'm easy on him, don't worry.
Yeah, she is. We're all partners. But we're happy to have Beck Louder of Beck Louder and the Noise. Hi, Beck. How are you?
I'm so happy to be back. You guys are my favorite. You know that.
Well, you're our favorite. I was telling Tina, I said, right now, I would say The Vessel is the alternative rock album of the year because every song flows to the next. There's not a skip track on it. And then I got a little biased because then I watched live performances and then that just sealed the deal for me. So this whole conversation is about The Vessel and clips from your studio tracks as well as your live performances that we're going to talk about. So that's what all this is about your music. And song stories.
I'm going to dig a little bit into Beck and who she is behind the scenes.
I do. Well, let me start with this upside down photo of Beck. Her face is upside down here. It's for the song Bent Up. And I love this song. Let's play a little bit of this. This is such a great track. This is what, if I'm not mistaken, let me pull my notes up here. This starts the album. And after I play this, you know, artists put tracks in line for a reason. I'm going to ask that question after I play this. This is Bent Up. Up over you. God damn, what a way to start an album. Now, that's what I want to ask. It's The Vessel is the album. The opening track is Bent Up Over You. Why'd you put that as your first track to kick off the storytelling?
Well, it's a bit complicated because...
Ooh. Complicated.
Yeah, we love complicated.
To be completely honest with you, it wasn't supposed to be the first song. And I had a completely different arrangement of the songs, but we had never really looked into the storytelling of the album. I mean, like The Vessel, when we were making it, it was just all of these songs that fell out of us. And so there wasn't really like a through line or story. And at the very end, it was like right before the finish line, we were like, we got to get deeper. And so we had to go through all of like the meanings of every song and kind of like arrange it in a way. So like the Vessel is a love story, and it's not just a love story. There's a lot, like it's mostly about like self-discovery and like just almost like coming of age through love and life. And Bent Up was just like a really fun like way to start the album, where you give us, you're giving people like a little taste of like the fun poppiness. It's a little, it's one of, I would say, the easier songs to listen to, but it's also like the, it's like a crush. That's what Bent Up is to me. Like Bent Up is a little crush, and then like it kind of like grows and changes and gets to go through all of these different phases with the rest of the album. Yeah.
Well, that, and that's interesting, because as we get later on, we're going to play the video, a clip of the video from Tease Me, which really plays into that, and then probably why it's one of your latest singles. But when I get to Tease Me, I was sharing that everywhere, because lyrically and everything is just basically the theme you're talking about. It's like have, it's the crush. It's the thing, you know, like Tease Me so I feel real, and it's, I feel things, you know, that kind of thing. And we're going to get to that. Tina, did you have anything you wanted to go with after hearing that first song?
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious if a lot of your music, if it literally comes from experience, that like you girls are sitting there writing about like this person or that person. That
100,000%. And I'm the only lyricist. And so my music is like really just almost like documentation of my life and like lessons and love. And it really is. And the next project that we've been writing is the kind of heartbreak album that kind of like goes, it perfectly follows the vessel. And I'm not sure what we're going to call it yet, but we have some really fun working ideas. But yeah, this, it's all just straight from, it falls out of me, you know, it just comes out of my heart. It's the way that I cope with things. Sometimes I don't know how I feel, so I write a song so that I can figure out how I feel. And then I go, oh shit, I'm bent up, I'm messed up, this one's got me good, you know?
So is this person still in your life?
No. But also that's kind of like an interesting part of the album, is that like it's mostly about the person that I fell in love with when I first moved to New York. But after that didn't work out, like it kind of, well, it's beautiful. It kind of is about my like, my little love story when I first moved to New York. He was also the person that showed me how to make music. And it was actually my roommate.
Yeah. That makes it a little more tough.
Yeah. But now we're moving on without him.
Aww.
Kudos to the last track of the album.
Without you.
Are we okay?
Yeah. Without you is the last track. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I wanted then, that's a nice segue into Mysterious Boy, because that kind of makes sense. But this is it's a live track that I captured. And I wouldn't, again, I highlight a live when I see how it stands out. Like, I wouldn't play anything that was like, oh, I don't like it. I know some artists can get uncomfortable because it's a live capture. But to me, this is what I love about
it. Beautiful. There is nothing that she does that isn't great.
Well, but you know, I know how some artists can get when live video is captured, but I can tell you that what I love about this is it's your persona. And I think one of the things that Tina says, and we're going to show you at the end when we have this mosaic, is I think when you see a person's persona, like all the different things, their live performance and all this, it makes you appreciate the artist more. And I will tell you that I'm listening to fans react to you, people in the audience reacting to your music. They're not asleep. They're actively participating. They're not worried about what's going on at the bar or leaving to go to the bathroom. They're watching your performance. And I think that's a great sign that you've got the audience engaged. And this Mysterious Boy live is just a great example of that.
Is this live from Paris?
You were in Paris?
I'm pretty sure the video you're about to play is live from Paris.
You're wearing a black Bustier. Is that the word? Well, I guess a bra. Yeah.
Bustier.
Bustier. That's the right word, right? A bustier.
Yeah. Yeah.
See?
You got that vocabulary.
I know, right?
He's been a model before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
He's had a wife. He knows that. Okay.
Right. But mm-hmm. It might be. It's jeans, I think, was the place. Is it jeans?
No, then that's New York. That's New York.
I didn't know you were in Paris.
I had a crazy little Paris trip.
Let's talk about that. Talk about Paris before I play.
Well, it was on it. It's probably one of the most special things that's ever happened to me. I've played. So for context, I'd played one show in Paris and it was super last minute. About 15 people came. Next trip, this last trip, I had two shows booked and sold both of them out. I sold out Silencio. I sold out Soho House.
Sold them out.
And I got direct booked for two more shows that week. I played four shows in Paris. In the last one, I sold 700 tickets.
Heck. Was it word of mouth or the internet?
Yeah,
what did
word
it?
Of mouth, 100%.
Because you played for 15 people and they told everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
I tell bands that all the when I managed a band once and they played. Did I tell this story to you?
Mm-mm.
I managed a band because I believed in them. I saw them in Orlando. They were like Deftones, Chevelle, but better. Right. I'd never heard anything like it in my life. And they were incredible. And I booked them on their first tour. And now they're going to play places that never heard of them. So either they weren't getting paid or they're playing late. So I got them to the Elbow Room in Chicago, which is a renowned place. But when they went on, nobody was there, but the people at the bar crew and the band that played previous. There was nobody in the audience. And they were like, what are we bothering for, right? But they played and they put on their show. And I watched the other band go out on the floor and jump around. Then what had happened? And Ohio is another great example. They played Ohio very small, but there were like 20 people there. All of a sudden, their next show, there's 100 to 200 people wanting to come. It's amazing what 20 people, like you said, 15 people word of mouth can do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Putting it on their social media, probably like, I saw this band. Oh my God, you got to come see them.
Yeah. No, it was insane. And Parrot, I've never had such an incredible reaction to the shows before. And so now we're planning to, this next year, beginning of 2026, go do a residency in Paris.
Woo!
Yeah.
Amazing.
Can we go?
Come out. Let me know.
Let's go, Tina. Patty?
Let me know.
You fit right in, too. You have the look, like you, because of that model look, but you have the attitude. The French probably loved you.
Thank you.
Because of what you bring.
No, it worked. And also another thing is, no shade on Europe, but they don't know how to do rock and roll like we do.
No, they don't.
They appreciate it, though, I think.
They do. No, they love rock and roll.
They eat it up.
And that's the thing. They love it so much. But like, I mean, and it's not true. Like a lot of Scandinavian countries have incredible rock. The UK obviously has incredible rock.
It's usually metal.
But in terms of like London, or not in London, Paris, Milan, like those kind of cities, they just like don't have a lot of rock bands. And it's very much, it's like a trade that hasn't been passed over to them, but they love it and they try to make it. But
fashion art cities too. So
I'm so happy for you.
I know. That's
take
great.
Over Europe. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, brilliant.
Like I said, we knew Beck. They're gonna have a parfum named after Beck pretty soon, right?
A parfum.
You'd be in one of those French commercials, right? Beck's like holding her guitar, like Johnny Depp is doing for Sauvage.
Yo.
That'll be you holding the guitar and make it out. Was that chef parfum? You know, I'm like,
yo, watch.
I don't know what I just said, but
telling my fortune right now. Just wait.
I can't wait. Well, let's check you out here. This is what it's all about, people. I find Mysterious Boy, what I love about it, it is a true alternative rock song. And what I was going to do was, there's an artist named Juliana Hatfield that I love. And are you familiar with her?
Mm-mm.
No? God, that would have been so ideal because I would have played her. I've had her on here, and I will tell you, in the 90s, Juliana was one of my all-time favorites. And, you know, and to have her on the show, I was just like, I couldn't speak. I was such a big fan, right? Well, you bring that thing that she brought to me. And in Mysterious Boy, that's really where it shines. And that brings me back to that and gave me, I got goosebumps the entire time I listened to Mysterious Boy. Now, obviously, the story you were telling before we cut to that probably has a lot to do with it, right? That song?
Well, so context on the album is, so like that guy that I met who's my roommate, that was all this era where I moved to New York into a house full of musicians. It was electric. My life completely changed. I had never made music before then. And we had these jam sessions called the coffee shops every single Sunday. And the boys forced me to play music and I fell in love with it. And we wrote 12 songs and we recorded 12 songs. And then we got rid of 6 of them. I wrote 6 new songs and we put, so it's basically, it's half and half. And so Mysterious Boy is actually post everything that happened. Those songs we recorded just because I'd written better songs by the time we were about to put out the album. And there were some songs like Give It. Give It was one of the first songs I wrote with the band. And it's a very special song to me because it's so unique. You know, it's such like a fun combination of funk and rock and roll. And it's so me, except there were some songs that I could do without, you know. And so Mysterious Boy was one of the new ones, actually, that we kind of like put into the story, you know, just a little. But Mysterious Boy is such a fun one to me because it's such a beautiful song. It's such a hypnotic riff, except it's also like a little punky. Like, why won't you save me?
Yeah.
What's up with that? You know what I mean?
I love it. Oh, see, to me, love the song.
Jet vibes.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I totally get that from that song. All right, Tina, what did you think after you heard that?
I just, when I listen to Beck's music, I just think she has yet to tap into everything that she is going to be. And I cannot wait to see where she is just a year from now. You know, like it's very Joan Jettis. It's like there's this whole female vibe that's been missing for a long time that is coming back through her. That's my thoughts. That's my takeaway when I listen to her music.
And that's such a special takeaway because in the making of this album, we found the final form of our band. And half of the songs were completely written and produced by the three of us little ladies. But half of the songs were kind of like on the way, you know, we were still a 5-piece. We were still the same 3 girls, but plus 2 guys. And one of the guys was our producer. And through the album, we discovered how strong we actually were as just the three of us. And this, it's been so fun now, like with this next, like this next album that we're writing and recording, because we're writing like everything completely together, producing completely together. And it's just like, it's electrifying. Like it's so much fun. And I was so scared because, I mean, when my manager, Ryan, like I look up to him so much. He's such a legend. He's so incredible. He was like, you know, I signed you because you wrote good songs. But you can only stay around if you keep writing good songs, kid. And I have already written, in my opinion, better songs. And I love the songs that I put out so much already. And so I wrote something. So this is kind of off script. I have this giant notebook that's right here. And I write.
Well, that is giant.
I plan everything on it. Like everything we do, I plan on this notebook. And I finished the notebook. And right before this interview, I wrote something. And I guess I'll read it to you. 2 years ago, I was gifted this book. It was actually gifted to me by the guy that most of the songs are about. And it has sincerely changed my life and beautifully captured it as well, because every single plan is inside of this book. Onward and upward, I stumble forward, humored by my own delusion and insanity. Here I find myself searching for love and inspiration everywhere. It's the only way I stay alive. I hope to become even more exceptional as I grow and have and hone in. As I grow and hone in as many skills and crafts as I can manage, there is unfathomable beauty that lies in freedom. And even the idea of it, and that is the message I have to share with the world.
Wow. That's incredible.
That was kind of my brain going into this. I'm not going to lie, I kind of forgot about the meeting. I was just like playing guitar on my couch, and then I got the calendar notification, and I was like, yeah, awesome, perfect.
Good. Well, I'm happy you're here. Mm-hmm. And
it's beautiful, by the way.
It really is beautiful.
I love that your mind is thinking that way. You know, it's good and it's refreshing. You know, not all people your age are looking forward to life. Let's put it that way. And it's refreshing when you meet young people who are, like, they just can't wait to see what's around the corner. Like how exciting that could potentially be, you know?
Right, exactly. So I agree with you. Absolutely agree with you.
I mean, it's a dark world, but I think that there's still magic. None of the magic is gone,
That's
you know?
Right.
None of the magic is gone. There's bad things, but like, you know, you can focus on the bad things or you can focus on the magic. Mm-hmm. And my job is kind of to focus on the magic. And I haven't always been this way. In fact, I was a really, really depressed kid because I felt like I was like cursed because of how smart I was. And I understood everything and it hurt so badly. And I kind of feel like I have gone through the steps to realize that like there is magic in the world and I've been able to capture it. And now I feel like it's my job to sprinkle my little fairy dust around. You know what
I mean? I love it. I love it.
I'm the same way though. I'm big on change and just seeing what's like. I get excited. I tell my significant other all the time. I'm like, you know, I'm so excited, and he's like, why are you so excited? I'm like, I don't know. I just know something really cool is coming. I don't know what that is, but I'm excited about it.
What it makes me think of, Beck, is the story you were telling about how music was introduced to you in that way. Like you had never thought of it. You never thought of being in a band, and then it happens. You know, one time I wrote a song and the lyric was, the passing stranger who becomes your friend, you fall in love and then you never see them again. that love is relative to timing, that brief eclipse when the sun stopped shining. And that, right? And the whole point of that was people come in and out of our lives. And when they come in and it serves a purpose, and there might be heartbreak involved, you'd be like, oh, but you realize that there were things in there that you needed or helped you see things a different way. And they serve a purpose. And then you'll meet the next person. And it, all of us is about the connections we make in our life and then how we move on from them, you know? And sometimes they're bad encounters, but they're all lessons. Sometimes they're great encounters.
And there's the lessons.
But right. And so the passing stranger becomes your friend. And then you don't see them anymore, but they allowed you to love or allowed you to see things. And that's what that reminded me of. So that's just watching you perform like that, to think that if that didn't happen, we wouldn't see this. Like, this is in you. And this is incredible.
It's so crazy because the way I met the person as well was just so like God sent. Like, I was dating a male model at the time. I was modeling, and I wanted to just meet people that played music. And so everyone I met, I was like, do you know anyone that plays music? Do you know anyone that plays music? Finally, one night, someone goes, oh, I know some people that play music. They live around the corner. Let's call them up. Calls them up. Oh, you're at the house right now? All right. Well, we'll come on over. And I just walked over and I moved into that apartment. And that was the place where it all started.
That's incredible.
And it hit me like a freaking truck. And it's been 3 years now. And it's been like the most incredible 3 years of my life. Because now I've been on two insane tours.
You played Paris and you played for 700 people. Like, how in the world?
Yeah. That's... And I'm pretty sure that since I saw you guys, I also did my opening slots for Cage the Elephant.
Oh. Jesus.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Our baby's growing up, Don.
In just a short amount of time.
I know.
She could be my daughter, too, with that age difference. It's like, holy cow. Could you imagine? I'd be so proud. I want to play. Remember how I mentioned Juliana Hatfield?
Yay.
All right. So I want to play one of her songs, and then you'll see why you are this next generation of the thing that I loved. And one day I could see you opening for Juliana as this power thing, because she's still performing out there. But this is back in the 90s when she was in the Juliana Hatfield 3, her band. This song, Spin the Bottle, is such a great song because it's like, it's about spinning the bottle, right? The spin the bottle game. And she goes, 5 minutes in the closet with you. It's so great. Doo, 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 doo. You know, you have the la la la. She has the doo, 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 doo. Well, watch this. This is such a treat. Well, here we go.
He's a movie star, only drives rented cars. Met him in a bar, said, I know who you are. Took him to my party as the games were started. Bottles on the ground. Are you ready now? When it comes to me, I'm gonna be ready. It's my turn.
Connection, especially in the world that we live in today, which is exactly the reason why we created these cards, the Song Story Game. We sit and we talk to artists all the time about the stories behind the songs, the story behind the songs that they loved when they were growing up. And so we put together a game that you can own now and put it on your coffee table. And there's a few different ways you can play it. You can play it just as a conversation starter. You can play it with couples and besties for points, or you can play it in a team setting. Three different ways you can have a lot of fun talking about music. One of my favorite ways to play it is to actually answer the question give a little detail, and then play the song. This game could go on for hours. It's entirely up to you, but get yours today at pressplay.me.
Beck, so earlier we talked about your song, Tease Me, when you're given the vibe of what you're going with. And this song is incredible to me. And I love the video. I love the lyrics. And to me, this song embodies everything. And I want to play it here. This should work.
The city. The city is a gallery of all these people strutting around.
Feel things. I want to dance with you. Tease me. It's just, it's flirtatious. It's playful. And it's everything, you know, in that whole fun part of a relationship or just getting the early stages of that where everything's a flutter. And I love that. I love that whole vibe right there. And how you look in it is amazing. Such a great video shot, like the POV kind of look from somebody following you.
Ooh.
Love that.
Yeah. It was, that's right outside of my apartment.
Love it.
Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
What a great song too. Oh my God. What a great song that is.
It reminds us of our youth.
Yeah. It is. It is a special
one.
I live it to the fullest. Yeah.
Like this song is that there's a song that I put out called You Make Me Fall. It's 2 feet. And it ended up being like a little thing, in my opinion. And so this song actually has the same progression. Except it's had in my own version. Except it's not in song, but it's also kind of like my version. And it's a simple song, you know. It's a record song, and the entire way through. And so, like to me, at a certain point, it became a little simple. Except without a doubt, every single show, it was everyone's favorite song. The people mosh so hard to it, which is so funny to me because how like. But it kind of makes sense. You know, if it's honestly, it's what we're going to show up. We've got nobody cares, and we want to see it, and everybody's like, this is it, and it's over.
Makes good sense.
It makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. I want to see if, and then we're going to wrap up, but there was one more thing I wanted to do. This, you're playing Tranquility live. I hope this works. If not, we're just going to wrap up here. But you were playing Tranquility live, and what I love is the crowd response to it. And that's what it's all about. When I talk about when Tina's talking about playing in France or Paris, and this is when you know an audience is engaged. Like maybe they're not too familiar with your music, right? That they know that this pause is going to lead into more of the song, or they're letting that energy out because there is a pause. But either way, it's what I love about live music, and it's a good gauge for me. If I was A&R, like an A&R guy at a show, that's the thing I would have seen and went, okay, she's got it. This band's got it. This moment here. It's all about the moments, and I hope this plays. If it doesn't...
Yeah.
so great. That right there is all I need to know. That pause and people cheer for you, that's what it's all about to me. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So I am telling you, Beck, thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you for hanging out.
I had about 10 more clips too, but the way Riverside's been going, I don't want to put you through that. But that's what I mean. I did my homework on your whole album and I love it. Like Mars, there was stuff, that song Mars you do blew me away. Oasis, oh my God, I love that song. You Want It All had moments in it that I was going to focus on. So that's what I mean. Your entire album is just to know that you didn't even consider this doing this thing a few years ago, and now you got an album that I'm in love with. So much like if you know the story of Radiohead, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
The guys in Radiohead were just picked up instruments one day, and then they put out Pablo Honey with Creep on it, and boom. So magic happens. Magic happens. Thanks everyone for watching. We love Beck Louder and the Noise. You saw some clips. You saw what we're all about. We're going to talk to her again, probably after she's a superstar in Paris. Megastar. Talking French.
That's right. But
thank you, Beck.
I'm so happy to be back. You guys are my favorite. You know that.
We love you. Sorry for the technical issues, but you worked through it with us. Thank you.